It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. Glad you're with us this morning. Raoul Mittelman is an internationally acclaimed painter whose work is known for its large gestures, its vibrant colors, and its powerful narratives. His paintings hang at the Metropolitan Museum in New York, the National Gallery of Art in Washington, and the BMA here in Baltimore. And today, I get to hang with Raoul Mittelman. A new retrospective of his self-portraits opens this morning at the Maryland Institute College of Art, where he has been on the faculty for 54 years. It's called Selfies, and we're here at the Meyerhoff Gallery in the Fox Building at MICA. Good morning, Raoul. It's great to see you, as always.
Well, it's great to be here. I'm perceived as well hung in this portrait show. I certainly put enough out there to make that a possibility.
You certainly did. And when I say I'm hanging with Raoul Mittelman, I've got 374 Raoul Mittelmans surrounding me and you in the flesh. This is a genre, this self-portrait genre that you've been working on for a long time, and it's something that's particularly attractive to you. What about self-portraiture do you like so much?
Well, I think self-portraiture is like, it's convenient in a way. In other words, if I don't have a model or I want to paint, I want to try out a new color, I want to try out a new kind of a strategy, whether it be a different color ground or I want to make a direct painting or indirect painting, like with an underpainting or something along that line, so I can always experiment. I don't have to please anybody. In other words, I can make myself as handsome or as grotesque as my muse dictates. So I like that part of it. And what's interesting about it for me is looking at the whole range of paintings, which I had to dig out after, I think the range is 56 years. So it's really a lifetime. I mean, most shows are a couple years. If you're in a gallery, you have like a 2-year interval or you know, 3 years, if you don't show for 10 years, people say, did he die? You know, what happened to him? But this is 56 years, so it's an idea of time, which really startled me, because most of these things were in boxes, mm-hmm. or hidden away. You know, it took me months to find them. They were all over. I never really thought I'd show them, and they were just experimental asides. You know, I had it in order to maintain the practice in a certain way. But when you put them all up together, there's an idea of time and transience. And from not only in the sense of the aging process of my own mug, but also the change in the materials, the technique, you know, the my own things that I did in my youth, I couldn't do today. And now I couldn't do what I do today then. So there's a kind of certain authenticity to development that's not trying to get into the new doodads of each show, like a new show where people try to make it new, make it different. But this is using the same image over and over again, you know, but with a kind of a record of my life and also a record of my development in terms of my painterly process.
And a record of your life, it certainly is. There are 374 self-portraits hung here. You've done, in totality, about 10,000 paintings, and even many more are self-portraits. Do you have a sense of how many of the 10,000 you've done that actually are self-portraits?
I don't have a precise figure, but I know I brought over for the show easily 1,000 paintings, so these are a kind of sampling of the preposterous and preponderant ego that I carry around with myself. So
it's kind of like, in a way, it's like being at a Best Buy with the screens, you know, the flat screen TVs all lined up on the wall, all on the same channel. And you've got the walls organized in various ways. We're standing here as we walk into the exhibition. There's a wall of, 15 paintings that are of varying sizes that all show you in the studio. You're painting, you've got the easel, you've got a canvas in front of you. Some are large, some are small. Sometimes we see just your face. Sometimes we see, most of your upper torso as you're working, and there's a particularly large painting. This is a gorgeous painting, but I want to make sure that folks understand that when we say self-portraits, in the hands of Raoul Mittelman, it's not just you in the paintings a lot of the times. This is a beautiful, huge canvas, and you're standing to the left. You've got your paintbrush in your hand and your paints in your other hand, and there's a large, voluptuous, beautiful, long-haired woman in the center, and then to her left is a large, very handsome, striking black man who's very, the woman is white, she's nude, the black man is nude, and then there's this sort of carnival figure to his left, to the black guy's left elbow. So there's four people in this portrait, or four people in this painting, but you call this a self-portrait.
Well, actually, I call the painting The Intruder, because usually my friends in the corporate world, you know, like bankers, collectors, stockbrokers, whenever I have they said they want to see me paint. If I have a nude model, you know, please call them. They'd like to see me paint. So it kind of appeals to their intrinsic kind of horniness to come into my studio.
And do you do that often? You invite people in?
I don't, but they always asked. So this is called The Intruder. I was going to have a friend of mine, a plumber, come, but he was busy, you know. So I decided anybody looking at the painting, even you, Tom, at this moment, is an intruder into my special world, my private world. And so you see this, the face, my own face being alarmed, you know, and kind of, you know, suddenly noticing kind of somebody come vulgarly into my private space. And then the other people seem to be quite pleased with the idea. So I become, even though some of the other people are without clothes, I'm probably the most vulnerable member of the four. The whole painting comes out of this fish still life coming from the bottom center with the eye of the fish, and it goes up on either side, is like, and then comes back, so it forms a kind of a diamond shape that kind of holds the whole painting together. And then I experimented with two grounds. I have a kind of white ground for the outside world and then a dark ground for the inside world, and it was a kind of interesting experiment along that line.
Yeah, the wall that is adjacent to this gigantic painting has about 35 paintings on just this wall, and I'm interested in this notion of structure and how you place people, including when it's just yourself. And this wall that we're looking at now includes paintings that don't have any other figures in the frame other than yourself. Sometimes you're painting, sometimes you're sitting, sometimes you're standing. Again, the color is incredibly vibrant, and it starts over on the left with, I guess, the very first self-portrait that you did, right. And it ends over on the right, 35 paintings later, with one of the most recent ones you've done. Talk about this self-portrait that you painted of yourself. You're standing here. This is you were a much younger man. You're standing. You're looking to your left. Your hand is on your hip. You're wearing a T-shirt with suspenders, and we see a little bit of your brown pants as well. And you've got an interesting look on your face, in your eyes there. Talk about that painting. How old were you, and what do you think of this now as you look back after this incredible career?
Well, I think that's the first painting I did in art school. Not the first painting, but the first self-portrait. And it was done in the year 1959. So the whole range of this show really is a lifetime of 56 years. And that painting shows the intrinsic embonpoint, most noticeable in the swell of the belly, you know, reared back into the space of the fabricated space out of the kind of booth that I got in art school. And it shows, there's a worried look on my face a little bit. Maybe it's worried because I see ahead of me so countless many stares in the mirror, so many countless paintings I have yet to perform.
Tell me what that term means, au bon point.
Au bon point means a certain certain heftiness of and layers flatulent flap, you know, that kind of accrue over the years, and it's already there as a kind of a precursor of what I became.
And how about this very latest one? This is a painting that is hanging here on the other side. Yeah, over here.
Yeah.
And it's a much smaller. You're much smaller, and it's a couple weeks old. You say a little smaller. You're framed by what appears to be maybe a window or something. It's an easel. It's very dark. The colors are, you know, there's some the dark, deep browns and deep blacks and dark greens and yellows. This is just a couple weeks old. Tell us your approach to this one.
Well, I mean, it's kind of interesting because the earlier painting has a certain presumption of ego and displays a space in a kind of pompous way. Here, I've learned a certain kind of humility, maybe. I'm kind of part of the studio in the back, you know, peer backlit, coming through in a kind of a smaller size, retreat into the kind of a security, the false security of humility. So that certainly contrasts with the earlier one.
The painter Raoul Mittelman. We're here at the Fox Building at Mike and the Maryland Institute College of Art on 88.1 Maryland Morning. We're taking a look at Selfies, the new exhibition solo show of Raoul Mittelman, who's been on the faculty here at MICA for 54 years. This exhibition covers paintings that he's done over the last 56 years. Now, Raoul, you have done many portraits of other people, and as we mentioned when we started talking, several of these paintings here do have other people. We're looking at a wall here now in which there are various models, in various levels of attire or lack thereof, but you're always in the painting one way or the other, sometimes right in the middle, sometimes off to the side. You do paint a lot of other people as well as yourself. Do you approach painting yourself in any different way than you do painting when you're commissioned to do portraits of other people?
Well, it's kind of interesting because we're constantly looking out, and I'm looking out with my eyes into to the world, and I can see you in my mind's eye. If I close my eye, I can kind of see you, but I don't see myself. You know, as Merleau-Ponty, the French phenomenologist, said, we never face ourselves face to face. So doing the portraits is almost like constantly trying to find the transient identity of self in time. It's always changing and it's always the same. But it's also giving face to something. It's making perceptible an image which is not, I really don't know what I look like. So I do it over and over and invent myself. Now, I think that's an interesting, when I look at other people, one thing that's interesting, if I do somebody I don't know very well, I can get a likeness because I have a very clear idea of what they are, almost caricature of what they are. But if somebody I have a deep feeling for, it's much harder to get a likeness because they're more complex. Now, the sense of self, of course, we're looking out of the same eyes. I'm looking out of the same eyes I did when I was 5, when I was 15, and now I'm approaching 80. So there is a mix of all these images that is like reflects the confusion of myself in relation to myself over the years, because I'm looking at the same way I looked at things when I was 5 and now I'm 80, and then there's a mix up there in which becomes maybe the truth of my authentic otherness wherever it is.
You talk in another interview, you talked about the jolt of introspection. What do you mean by that? Are you introspective, I would assume, in a much different way now as you approach your 80th birthday than you were when you were a young painter back in 1959 painting your very first self-portrait?
I imagine, you know, you get more profound, but not necessarily better. In other words, what I could do when I was young, it's different than what I can do now. I got a kind of freshness, the innocence of youth. And now, as I get older, there's a darkness and a heaviness and a kind of sense of mortality that I didn't have then. So, I mean, I think there is a kind of a change in the world that I see now that I was not aware of. I didn't plan it, and it's not part of my kind of intrinsic strategy in a careerist move. It's just a natural evolution of one's life spent in painting. And doing the self-portraits give me an opportunity to live in the moment, to be myself in the now. It's a way of experiencing life directly, and that's what I do.
What is your take on the sort of facileness, the ease that a lot of contemporary art seems to have attributed to it? There are a lot of people who produce work pretty quickly. They it's not the kind of portraiture that you're doing here and in many of your other work as well. The work itself just doesn't simply take as long to produce as these kinds of paintings must take, because these are, you know, very detailed things. What's your take? You, as a teacher, you've been teaching here at MICA for, you know, more than 50 years. You teach something called narrative painting. When you're teaching your students, does it concern you that so many of the younger generation of artists are doing things voluminously and quickly?
Well, I think I do things quickly, but I'm not. I don't think the amount of time you take to make a painting. Certain painters take a long time, And other painters do it very quickly. Chardin took a long time to do a painting. Rubens did a painting, it seems, very quickly. I think it's a matter of temperament. But I think of my paintings as I do them quickly, but the whole reach of them, not all my time, I come back, I change, over. But I mean, the whole reach of them is a long time. But I think of it as a jazz kind of idea. In other words, improv. And improv means that I don't have an a priori notion of what it's going to look like. And I discover myself in the process. And that's very exciting to me.
Well, this is a very exciting show, Raoul, and it's terrific to talk to you this morning. Thank you so much. This is a terrific show, and I hope folks come down and check it out.
Thank you very much, Tom.
The artist Raoul Mittelman, his new solo show is called Selfies, over 50 years of Raoul Mittelman's self-portraits. It opens today in about 20 minutes. There's an opening reception with the artist next Friday night from 5 to 7. It's in the Meyerhoff Gallery in the Fox Building on Mount Royal Avenue at the Maryland Institute College of Art in Baltimore. And while you're checking out Raoul's Selfies, you can wander across the hall here at MICA to the Decker Gallery and take a look at a show there called Handmade, which connects 19th century sculptures by William Henry Reinhart with performance and video works by contemporary artists. That show has been organized by the Exhibition Development Seminar here at MICA. So there's plenty to do at MICA these days. Come on down. It's Maryland Morning with Sheila Cast, reporting from the Maryland Institute College of Art. I'm Tom Hall, and now it's time for a Baltimore story with Gil Sandler.